All right, we are back. Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. Eagles have three games remaining, so let's take a look at the remainder of the Eagles' regular season schedule. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. All right, Adam, you're up. You've gotten it wrong all year long. Keep it going. Eagles,
sorry.
Eagles 8-5. What do they do on Sunday?
Win.
Eagles 9-5. What do they do against Chicago?
Win.
Eagles 10-5. What do they do against the Cowboys?
Win.
11, all of a sudden, it's win out, huh?
What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
It's what I see.
Okay. Well, what you see is what we hope to get.
Pretty
here.
Good team.
The Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. It's been a while since the Eagles played out in Minnesota. This is a football team that many expected, Adam, to contend for a playoff spot. Quarterback problems, some injury issues all around, and just some flat-out bad play. But they've also lost some close games here. Let's take a look at the Vikings, 3-9-1, fourth in the NFC North. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson, and he's having a great, great season, second in the league in rushing. Vikings quarterbacks, 14 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. Not as much punch, Adam, from that defensive line.
No, but it always starts at quarterback, Dave. And the other problem, as you mentioned, defensive line. They're just not getting it done. They've not getting the explosive plays on defense, not getting the turnovers they've been hoping for. That man, 69, Jared Allen, is on the final year of his contract. He's looking to get a good deal. It's not going to be in Minnesota. It hasn't worked out for him. Kevin Williams is no longer the dominant D-tackle number 93 that he's been in the past. Brian Robinson still signed a contract extension, but he's a hustler. He's a very athletic DN. But and Sharif Floyd, first-round pick from Philly, not getting it done.
Yeah, but they're still really big inside, and I would think that they might be a little bit difficult to run between the tackles against.
They were unbelievable last year against the run. Not great. Not great. And they're also not getting great linebacker play. They've had some changes. They've had too many injuries on defense. It's not happening. And again, it's not just one thing. As you know, Dave, when a team is not good, look at the injuries.
All right, let's go through these injuries one by one. Yep. Adrian Peterson, what do we know about him as we do this right now?
Sprain right foot. It's a midfoot sprain. No Liz Frank. Tests are clean. But the problem is they don't know when he's going to be ready to play. So we'll see. And his backup, Dave, Toby Gerhardt is also hurt. But Adrian, you saw the play. Don't forget, he also has a groin injury that he's dealing with.
Now, what is Gerhardt's injury? What are his chances of playing? Is it something that will limit him at all on Sunday?
It's a hamstring strain. They're not going to know until they can see who practices. And don't forget, Dave, they do not have another running back on the active roster. They have to look to Joe Bainard, their practice squad running back.
Okay. Xavier Rhodes, cornerback, ankle injury, critical.
Now, he was starting for Josh Robinson. Xavier Rhodes is the first-round pick, one of three of them. Rhodes got hurt in the game. They're not deep at corner. That's a problem.
All right, let's go to right guard Brandon Fusco.
Fusco hurt his knee in the game. He's their guard from Slippery Rock. They're not deep at guard. They can move a couple guys around, but that is a problem. He's another Wednesday injury. We'll find out about him.
And then John Carlson, a very good tight end. They've had some tight end problems. Kyle Rudolph, a young, ascending, really talented player on IR already. John Carlson suffers the concussion last week against Baltimore, and when you have a concussion, you have to go through the protocol to get cleared.
Yeah, a couple things here. Carlson is going through the protocol, and he had problems with his knee last year. He had an MCL sprain. So he is the starting tight end now for Rudolph, who was put on IR yesterday. Now, when you look at John Carlson, Dave, he's an athletic tight end from Notre Dame, who Mike Holmgren drafted, you remember, with the Seahawks. Good football player. But the bottom line is, Dave, if he can't play, they're in trouble. Because they're not really deep at tight end. But at running back, I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. Matt Asiata is that fullback running back guy who's kind of athletic, but that's all they can do.
Well, future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson, the headliner here.
Yep.
We take a look at his numbers. He was leading the NFL in rushing prior to the injury early in that game against the Ravens. Just an awesome football player who everything in Minnesota revolves around number 28, Adam.
And that's how they made that playoff run last year. Because you were talking about what's happened. He's the reason. And he's put the team on his back before, but he's had that groin injury. He's not getting those big-time explosive plays like he'd done in years past. It's because he's been hurt all season. And Toby Gerhardt, if he plays, is a power runner. He's kind of like Chris Paul, straight-head power runner, very decisive. He had a good game against the Ravens last week, but now he's hurt. So they're just devastated by injury. And Josh Freeman, his problem is he played against the Giants, as you see there, way too early. But Peterson is – he sets everything up. If he can't play, I don't know how they're going to score.
Well, what do the Vikings do at quarterback? Leslie Frazier has a choice. Does he stay with Matt Castle, who's been the quarterback with Christian Ponder, former first-round pick, out with an injury? Now Ponder's cleared to play. Castle certainly is not their future. Ponder the team's 2011 first-round draft pick. What do you do at quarterback if you're Leslie Frazier?
No, it's a good question, and I know the personnel staff, they wanted Josh Freeman here, and Josh Freeman played way too early, so now he was the backup last week. Ponder now is cleared, but Castle played pretty well. He played well enough for them to win. Their defense could get the job done in the end, so it'll be interesting. I think we'll know Wednesday, because I think what will happen is, Dave, they're going to just give the guy who's healthiest right now is obviously Castle, who played well most of the snaps, we would think, but we're not going to know until tomorrow. So we got to see what happens.
Adam, there is another player to consider here. Another first round draft pick, Cordarrelle Patterson. He leads the league in kickoff return average, 33 yards per return. He's got two kickoff returns for touchdowns. He had the big play against Baltimore late in the game, mm-hmm. taking a screen pass, going the distance. He is another big time young threat at wide receiver who the Eagles certainly have to account for.
Yeah, and you like, Dave, that the Eagles now have played these big, tall receivers, 6'2", 6'3", and athletic. You like that. They know how to defend it. It's a thing that they've adjusted since that Denver game. They've kind of learned how to handle these players. And don't forget Greg Jennings, who lines up a lot in the slot. And then they bring in Jerome Simpson to play outside, who's a fast, athletic wide receiver the Eagles have faced before. He used to be with the Bengals. But that's it. And they got John Carlson. That's it. I mean, the Eagles kind of know what they're going to get. They're not going to be any secrets here. They've seen the tape.
What do we know about the Vikings' just defense from a scheme standpoint?
43.
Where do the Eagles go and attack the Vikings?
Yeah, they are a 43 defense. Jared Allen, when he's his best, he's very disruptive. They're pretty good at D-tackle. We've talked about Kevin Williams, Sharif Floyd, their first-round pick. Brian Robinson,
numbers, Adam, are not good.
No, he's fallen off. And again, this is for
not
Jared
him,
Allen.
For everybody.
Right.
Look at that. Those
right.
numbers are bad.
Terrible. They're secondary because they don't get a pass rush. It's awful. Chris Cook is a big, physical, fast corner. He's not having a great year. Their safety play. They lost Harrison Smith, their former first-round pick. He's out for the season on injured reserve. So they've had a lot of injury problems. Josh Robinson, we talked about earlier, is a corner. But Jared Allen has not gotten the job done. Not of a lot of explosive plays. They're not getting the turnover, the strip sacks that Jared Allen is famous for. He's not getting them. You see the turnover margin, -7. Can't have that.
Yeah. This is not the same Minnesota Vikings team.
No.
Are they a different team when they play in the dome?
It is loud. You've been there before. You know how loud it is. What happens is they get off those Adrian Peterson runs and the crowd gets into it. That I haven't been to Seattle. I know you have. I haven't been to Seattle. I think Seattle, Kansas City, Minnesota are the toughest places to play for the opponent. The thing is for the Eagles here, jump on them early. If they do, I think this will be a blowout. But they got to get up early.